Long ago and far to the north, winter nights were very long, very dark, and bitter cold. Nights were so long and dark and cold that all the four-leggeds and their friends could barely gather enough food to survive the season. No matter how quickly they tried to gather nuts and seeds, the darkness covered them before long and stopped all their efforts. On such a day, Squirrel decided that something had to be done. Her first stop would be to visit her friends, the field mice.
"Oh, we do not know what to do. We have so many children to feed, and the winter nights are so long and dark."
"I will help you, my little friends," Squirrel replied. Next, she went to see Porcupine to ask him if he too had been having trouble finding food during the long, dark winter.
"Well, yes, but nothing can be done. It has always been this way."
"I don't agree with that. There must be something that can be done."
"It's best to leave things as they are, for you never know what could happen if you try to change things."
With a bristle of quills, he scurried off through the wintering wind and snow. Squirrel sat and thought for a bit, and then decided to seek out Owl. Owl rested by day and flew the woods at night with eyes bigger than all the other animals. Perhaps Owl would know a way to bring light to the winter forest. Squirrel climbed high in Owl's maple tree and waited for Owl to wake.
"What brings you to me, Squirrel?"
"All of the small woodland animals need to hunt by darkness as well as day. The northern winter nights are far too dark for us. If we could only find a little light to help us see, we could gather our food with ease." Owl agreed to ponder this problem. He lifted his feathery head and then buried it into his shoulders to think. He thought all day long, while Squirrel shivered on the windy branch. Finally, he startled with thought.
"I will talk to the Sky Father and see if he can bring the stars closer to us during the winter time."
Squirrel flicked her tail in excitement and hope as she raced down the tree to her spot in the woods. A few days went by, and as evening was falling, Owl flew in and landed at Squirrel's burrow. "Tell our small friends that Sky Father has decided he will bring the stars closer to us at night. But first, he must clear all the clouds from the sky. We must all prepare for a strong and terrible blizzard." With that, Owl flew off to his tree. All the animals worked as quickly as they could to forage all the nuts and berries and seeds that they found. Then they gathered and huddled in a hollow log and watched as the huge storm clouds gathered in the sky above. For 3 days, the Sky Father gathered the storm clouds in the sky, stacking them in huge towers. The animals shivered below, waiting. On the 3rd day, the storm arrived. The blizzard howled through the woods. The animals were frightened. All except Squirrel. She believed in what Owl had promised. When the storm died away, a huge snowdrift had blocked the hollow log so that the animals could see nothing but a wall of snow and the darkness from inside the hollow space. They were scared and disappointed, thinking that only hunger and darkness awaited them. Brave little Squirrel made her way through all her friends and turned to them. "Wait here. I will tunnel out and see if the stars are closer as the great Sky Father promised." Squirrel dug and dug, pushing through the cold and wet snow, finally reaching the top. When her head popped out through the snow, she gasped in surprise. The winter stars hung so low in the evening sky, it seemed she could almost touch them. A large antlered moose stepped forward and bowed his head.
"I have been sent to help you. If you little animals can gather all the snow you can and push it into a giant snowball, I will carry it cradled in my antlers across the highest mountain ridges, where it will shed light on even the darkest winter nights."
So they all worked together with the help of Moose and the Sky Father to create the first snow moon. Now, despite the cold and the long nights of darkness, all are happy in the winter when the stars come close and the moon shines bright like a giant snowball in the sky. Or so it has been told to me, and now I have told it to you.